This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, what, it is Tuesday? No? Yeah?
The
15th. Okay. Did you, is her mic on?
No, that's your mic.
Okay. All right. It's the 15th?
Yeah.
Oh, no, look at that. Now you got her in a panic. Okay.
That's your mic, Pastor.
All right. That's, I got to get her. That's little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. Now, go get out of here. Go on. She's heading back to, all the way back as I'm here. I'm looking through one window, and that goes to the studio where Courageous Craig's at, and then in the back, we got the boys on the phones. This is the Christian soldiers ready to do battle tonight with the forces of darkness. As we've got less than 8 hours the rest of this week to raise a lot of money so we can continue to fight the fight for the next month. And we have a lot tonight in the radio pool, a lot to do tonight. So, folks, it's going to be a rapid program, and we're going to, Lord's willing, bring you some of President Trump's speech. If you've heard it tonight, if you didn't hear it, I think it was, yeah, we'll play it, and then I'm going to comment on it. So, as we go through this night, so, again, say, hello, Courageous.
Good evening.
There you go. Very good. He does that so professionally.
I try to.
Okay, there you go.
I also need to switch your mic in a second here.
Okay, is it my mic? What's wrong with my mic?
I don't know, but we're going to switch it.
Okay, we're going to switch my mic?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let me see here. Let me see here. I'm going to try this one. Going over to mic 4. Let me see if it's any better. All right, this is mic 4. Is that any better?
That's much better.
Okay, very good. No. That means by tomorrow. Gee, I finally got a cough button in here. Finally, after all of this time, you know, I've got a cough button, but I'm not coughing now. And so, folks, we finally got Jimmy the Greek on this. Listen to this. This is the way it sounds without a cough button. Now, this is the way it sounds with a cough button. Was there any difference?
No.
There wasn't no difference? You know why? He's got it hooked up to mic 1, and it wasn't
probably
working on. Oh, well.
I'll figure it out.
So much for the cough button. I just ruined Jimmy's reputation. All right. Well, we're going to get right into the message tonight. And by the way, this is Pledge Week. I've got about 7 hours left to raise a lot of money. The lines are open at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or the other line is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And so we're going to get right into the message. The title was Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And here we're going to start now in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now this is kind of a somber letter. Paul was in prison for the last time and knew that he would soon die. Now he's in a real prison. Nero was emperor at the time and had begun persecuting and killing Christians. He had blamed the fire in Rome that he had started on the Christians. Boy, this sounds like Democrats, I'm telling you. It sounds just like what Democrats would do. Now, these are the last words that we have from Paul, written approximately A.D. 66 and 67. And here we start. Well, a little bit more update, too, on this, because Timothy was experiencing a great opposition to his message and to himself as a leader, because he was a young man, and some of the older men thought that he wasn't quite ready. But Paul and his leadership had come under fire from believers and non-believers alike, so Paul urged him to be bold. And now, when we allow people to intimidate us, folks, this is what happens. This is what the opposition tries to do. And this is what they were trying to do to him. We neutralize our effectiveness. Now, what was that all about? What was that racket? Okay. All right, there's strange things happening here, but maybe I ought to stop and go into a prayer right here. Let's do that. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just would ask, I just would call upon you, Lord, every time that we get on the air. It never fails. Things run really smooth until we get in the air, and then strange things starts happening. And so, Lord God, we just want to, again, ask, Lord, that you would host this radio program. Father God, Lord, that you would host this radio program, and that your truth, your whole truth, nothing but your truth and your message from your gospel reach the hearts and the minds of those that are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so here, again, when, you know, we were talking about if we allow ourselves to be intimidated, then we neutralize our effectiveness if we're doing the Lord's work, and the power of the Holy Spirit can help us overcome our fear, folks. That's what you just believe. You just got to believe. And this helps us to continue to do the Lord's work. So here, Paul mentions three characteristics of the effectiveness of a Christian leader: power, love, and a sound mind. And so we're going to pick it up here in verse 1. I thank God, whom I serve. No, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, he was the son in the faith. He wasn't his son by birth. Now, I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, and being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Paul was talking about the ordination. He had laid his hands, and they had ordained Timothy. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And, you know, that's what God has given real Christians, and that's the way we need to act like that. Be thou not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the effectiveness of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer thee. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom Bagillus and Hermogenes. Now these two had withstood Paul and had given him problems. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus. Now Onesiphorus had been a blessing and helped Paul, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. Well, Paul's first imprisonments, he was under house arrest, and he was allowed to have visitors and write letters. But now things have changed. But when he was in Rome, he sought me very diligently and found me. The Lord granted to him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And how many things he ministered unto at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. So Paul goes on, and he also lets Timothy know that he's going to experience some persecution, and it'll get heavy at times, but the Holy Ghost will give him the power to get through it. So Paul trusted God to guard the souls of those that were converted through his preaching. He trusted God to continue what he had started through Timothy. And God had given Timothy the gift of evangelism. Now, I think because of the way the night here, we're going to stop right there, I think. And I'm going to give this phone number out again. It's 888-281-1110. Folks, we got to really hear from you, because I don't think we've had any calls yet tonight, have we? No calls yet have come in. This can't be. The phones have got to light up. We got to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We're going to go into part of President Trump's speech. Now, they're really turning against him. I mean, and folks, not just the communists. You know that the Democrats, the communists, are going to be totally against President Trump. But also the country club rhinos, they've turned against him too. They're, you know, and they remind me so much of so many of the neo-evangelical Christians that have become so conditioned and virtually accepting and being converted over to the world. They're Christians in name only. And this is what we call neo-evangelicalism. Today, we have seen both the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant Church being, and with the exception of a very small remnant that God has kept, and he's kept those to the Bible, strictly to the Word, and without compromise, holding fast to the faith. But there, we're a remnant. There's, and that's exactly the way the Word of God said it would be. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. Folks, and you can be a part of that remnant if you hold to the Word of God and believe and keep the faith and not, you know, not be conformed to the world. And so what we're going to do at this point, I think, is we're going to go ahead and we'll start with President Trump's speech. And as we go through this, we'll play about 5 minutes at a time. The phones have got to ring. The phones have got to keep ringing, and then we'll stop and do a little commentary. So why don't you take it away?
Well, thank you very much,
Melania, myself, and our entire family. I want to thank you all for being here tonight. It's a very special occasion at a very special place. You and all of those watching are the heart and soul of this incredible movement and the greatest country in the history of the world. It's very simple. There has never been anything like it. This great movement of ours, never been anything like it, and perhaps there will never be anything like it again. There's never been anything to compete with what we have all done. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now. Yes. 2 years ago, when I left office, the United States stood ready for its golden age. Our nation was at the pinnacle of power, prosperity, and prestige, towering above all rivals, vanquishing all enemies, and striding into the future, confident and so strong. In 4 short years, everybody was doing great. Men, women, African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, everybody was thriving like never before. There was never a time like this. We turned the page on decades of globalist sellouts and one-sided trade deals, lifted millions out of poverty, and together we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. When the virus hit our shores, I took decisive action and saved lives and the U.S. economy. And by October of the same year, America was roaring back with the number one fastest economic recovery ever recorded. How about that? All of the incoming administration, and all they had to do was just sit back and watch. Inflation was non-existent. Our southern border was by far the strongest ever. And because the border was so tight, drugs were coming into our country at the lowest level in many, many years. Importantly, after decades of rising energy costs, the United States had finally attained the impossible dream of American energy independence, which soon would have turned into energy dominance. For the first time in memory, China was reeling and back on its heels. You've never seen that before, because the United States was outdoing them on every single front, and China was paying billions and billions of dollars in taxes and tariffs. The farmers know that because they got $28 billion of it. No president had ever sought or received $1 for our country from China until I came along, and we were getting hundreds of billions of dollars. Many people think that because of this, China played a very active role in the 2020 election. Just saying. Sure, that didn't happen. Instead of jobs and factories leaving America for China, they were for the first time ever leaving China for America. Businesses were pouring back because of our historic tax and regulation cuts, the biggest in both categories in history, bigger even than what Ronald Reagan was able to produce, and he produced a lot. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea were in check and respected. They respected the United States, and quite honestly, they respected me. I knew them well. The vicious ISIS caliphate, which no president was able to conquer, was decimated by me and our great warriors in less than 3 weeks, and al-Baghdadi, its founder, was hunted down and killed. North Korea had not launched.
All righty, folks, I want to give last night's pledges. Went off the air. Steve in Duluth pledged 100. Christine in Colorado pledged 300. Jerome in San Diego pledged 100. Leonard in Rutherford, New Jersey pledged 100. Juanita in California pledged 200. And tonight we have, where do we have tonight so far? We had some pledges that came in. Roll them up. All right, tonight so far we have Judy in Colorado has pledged 100. And Philip in Texas, 200. Okay, there you go. All righty, folks, so the numbers are, we have to keep hearing from you. We're going to continue to play the president's speech, but the phones have got to ring. Look, if we get any chance of getting him back into office, taking our country back, he's going to need this radio program. And, folks, you're going to need us to tell you what's really happening out there. So we have to hear from you. It's 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're all volunteers here. Well, we don't make any money doing this. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. We're doing it because it's the cause of Christ to restore America back to one nation under God, the way he gave it to us. And we need your help to do that. 888-281-1110. Alrighty. Take us back to the president.
Since my summit with Chairman Kim Jong-un, nearly 3 years before, we developed a relationship, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Very good thing, actually, because look at what's happening today. My opponents made me out to be a warmonger and just a terrible person who would immediately go into war. They said during the 2016 campaign that if he becomes president, there will never be a war within weeks. And we will have wars like you've never seen before. It will happen immediately. And yet, I've gone decades, decades without a war, the first president to do it for that long a period. The world was at peace. America was prospering. And our country was on track for an amazing future. Because I made big promises to the American people, and unlike other presidents, I kept my promises. I kept them. Thank you very much. Under our leadership, we were a great and glorious nation, something you haven't heard for quite a long period of time. We were a strong nation, and importantly, we were a free nation. But now we are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. For millions of Americans, the past 2 years under Joe Biden have been a time of pain, hardship, anxiety, and despair. As we speak, inflation is the highest in over 50 years. Gas prices have reached the highest levels in history and expect them to go much higher now that the strategic national reserves, which I filled up, have been virtually drained in order to keep gasoline prices lower just prior to the election. Joe Biden has intentionally surrendered our energy independence. There is no longer even a thought of dominance. And we are now begging for energy help from foreign nations, many of whom find us detestable. Our southern border has been erased, and our country is being invaded by millions and millions of unknown people, many of whom are entering for a very bad and sinister reason. And you know what that reason is. We will be paying a big price for this invasion into our country for years to come. Hundreds of thousands of pounds of deadly drugs, including very lethal fentanyl, are flooding across the now open and totally porous southern border. The blood-soaked streets of our once great cities are cesspools of violent crimes, which are being watched all over the world as leadership of other countries explain that this is what America and democracy is really all about. How sad. The United States has been embarrassed, humiliated, and weakened for all to see. The disasters in Afghanistan, perhaps the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, where we lost lives, left Americans behind, and surrendered $85 billion worth.
Everything that he just said was true. Everything that the President Trump just said was absolutely true, folks. The Biden is destroying the Democrats. They're picking up where Obama left off. He didn't get the job done. But, folks, he's there. Joe Obama, Biden is there. The whole Biden crime cartel, they're there. They're working for their bosses, Red China, the Communist Party. And their goal is to reduce America to third world status, folks. It is. And now we have just hit the 8 billion mark in population in this world. That's right about where it was in the days of Noah when the Lord brought on the flood. And God is immutable. He does things the same way. So think about that. Right now, we need to fight. We need to fight like Christian soldiers. And believe me, boy, I'm going to tell you, the world out there hates the very fact we're bringing you this here tonight, his speech. And so with that, I want to say that we have, going back to Mike in San Marcos, pledges 100. Carl in Texas pledges 50. Marilyn in Florida pledges 100. Patty in, where's Patty at? In Brunswick pledges 100. And Loretta in New York pledges 30. Thank you, thank you. Oh, who else? Bob in New Jersey, 75. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's go back to President Trump.
Worth of the finest military equipment anywhere in the world. And Ukraine, which would have never happened if I were your president, are something. And even the Democrats admit that. That's something I've seen them admit over and over again. But our enemies are speaking of us with scorn and laughter and derision. Because of those two events. But there are many more. Even just today, a missile was sent in, probably by Russia, to Poland, 50 miles into Poland. And people are going absolutely wild and crazy. And they're not happy. They are very, very angry. Now we have a president who falls asleep at global conferences. Was held in contempt by the British Parliament over Afghanistan. Thanks to the words of wisdom, he said thank you to the wrong country for inviting him to a major summit on the environment of all things. They fly for days to get there, and then he calls the country a name that was actually a country on another continent. And he's leading us to the brink of nuclear war, a concept unimaginable just two short years ago. You cannot mention the nuclear word. It's too devastating. The Green New Deal and the environment, which they say may affect us in 300 years, is all that is talked about. And yet nuclear weapons, which would destroy the world immediately, are never even discussed as a major threat. Can you imagine? They say the ocean will rise 1/8 of an inch over the next 200 to 300 years. But don't worry about nuclear weapons that can take out entire countries with one shot. Something is wrong with their thinking. Under Biden and the radical Democrats, America has been mocked, derided, and brought to its knees, perhaps like never before. But we are here tonight to declare that it does not have to be this way. It does not have to be this way. Two years ago, we were a great nation, and soon we will be a great nation again. The decline of America is being forced upon us by Biden and the radical left lunatics running our government right into the ground. This decline is not a fate we must accept. When given the choice, boldly, clearly, and directly, I believe the American people will overwhelmingly reject the left's platform of national ruin, and they will embrace our platform of national greatness and glory to America. Glory. Exactly 1 week ago, our citizens voted in the important midterm elections. And despite a ridiculously long and unnecessary period of waiting, far longer, in fact, than any third world country, just a short time ago, the Republicans won back control of the House of Representatives. And it was with a great Trump-endorsed candidate, Congressman-elect Kevin Kiley, who is a fantastic person, and I'm very happy it was his vote that did it. But we now won back. This happened just an hour ago. Much criticism is being placed on the fact that the Republican Party should have done better, and frankly, much of this blame is correct. But the citizens of our country have not yet realized the full extent and gravity of the pain our nation is going through, and the total effect of the suffering is just starting to take hold. They don't quite feel it yet, but they will very soon. I have no doubt that by 2024, it will sadly be much worse, and they will see much more clearly what happened and what is happening to our country, and the voting will be much different. 2024. Are you getting ready? And I am too. I do want to point out that in the midterms, my endorsement success rate was 232 wins and only 22 losses. You don't hear that from the media. And this is an elegant night and an elegant press place, and I'm not going to use the term fake news media. So we're going to keep it very elegant. But you don't hear that from the media. But I think you will, because people are starting to see what happened. That's some score. And in the primaries, was 98.6%. But they were still trying to blame me. And the reason for the success and that unprecedented success rate is that the Trump administration changed our nation on trade, on securing the border with the strongest, safest border ever in the history of our country, on Islamic terrorism. We had practically just about, not that I can think of, no Islamic attacks, terrorist attacks during the Trump administration. And in fact, we got along very well with the various countries, including coming up with the Abraham Accords. That's a great thing, the Abraham Accords. But it's because of cutting taxes and cutting regulations at the highest level ever.
Alrighty, we're back. Now, you know, all day long I've been hearing people talking about how Trump, you know, Brett Baer on Fox News and all of the talking heads out there, the, You know, the echo chamber went into full blast saying how Trump's candidates lost. It was Trump's candidates that those that Trump endorsed. These were radical candidates. And of course he brought them. They had Mike Pence out to kind of add to it. Mike, like President Trump said, you should have done the right thing, Mike. And anyhow, so folks, the country, you know, you were listening. You've lived the last few years. Things were getting better. America was respected again in the world. And, you know, we were heading back towards pro-life. More and more pro-life legislation was being passed. And, folks, again, you have to understand, we did not lose an election. We did not lose this. It was stolen from us. And I wanted to just make the point. All of the pollsters, folks, they, when asked, why, how did you guys get this so wrong? They could not tell the truth. They knew if they were to tell the truth. Now, you know this, and I know it. And they knew if they told the truth, they would be canceled. That was made clear to them. So they had to come up with one excuse or another excuse. The bottom line is the very fact that Trump actually did. He wasn't perfect by far. The only perfect man that ever walked this earth is the Lord Jesus, and he's coming back again. His return is imminent. You can believe that. But, folks, again, you were here. You lived it for 4 years. Things were getting better and better. Trump didn't lose that election. It was stolen, and just the one that last week was stolen, too, the corruption. The Democratic Communist Party is corrupt from top to bottom. There's not anything about that that is not totally and completely corrupt. The Democratic Party is one that have virtually adopted Satanism as their religion. That's virtually what has happened today. And so, anyhow, I need to go back. I've got to get you those numbers out again. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I want to say where do we leave off? Loretta in New York pledged 30. Bill in Boston pledged 25. Joy in Orlando pledged 100. And Rosemary in Michigan pledged 100. Thank you. Okay, bring us back to President Trump.
And on building the greatest economy, any time in the history of the world, there's never been an economy like we had just 2 years ago. Despite the outcome in the Senate, we cannot lose hope. And we must all work very hard for a gentleman and a great person named Herschel Walker, a fabulous human being who loves our country and will be a great United States Senator. Herschel Walker, get out and vote for Herschel, and he deserves it. He was an incredible athlete. He'll be an even better senator. Get out and vote for Herschel Walker. We elected a group of incredibly talented America First leaders who will be stars of our party for many years to come. In the popular vote, another thing that's not discussed for the House, we must remember that Republicans won 5 million more votes, the largest margin in many, many years, over the Democrats. 5 million more votes, that's a big thing. Breaking the radical Democrats' grip on Congress was crucial. So in other words, because of our great congressmen and all of our great congressmen and congresswomen, we have taken over Congress. Nancy Pelosi has been fired. Isn't that nice? I told them, I said, if you just keep a little bit lower standard, you're going to have a big victory. They said, let's win by 40 seats. Let's win by 50. I said, if you win by 2 seats, be happy. But she's on her way to another country right now. She's been fired. But we always have known that this was not the end. It was only the beginning of our fight to rescue the American dream. And it's a word you don't use. Two words. I don't want to be Joe. It's two words. American dream. That was not good what he did. There are a lot of bad things, like going to Idaho and saying, welcome to the state of Florida. I really love it. In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. For safety in America, the police are being treated so badly. These are great people. They can straighten out the crime. They're the ones that know how to do it. We have to give them back their respect and their dignity. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign altogether. Because the only force strong enough to defeat the massive corruption we are up against is you, the American people. That's true. The American people, the greatest people on earth. We love them all. And we love both sides. We're going to bring people together. We're going to unify people. And it was happening in the previous administration, previous to the previous. And what was bringing them together was success. Prior to COVID coming in, the people were calling me, that were calling me. You wouldn't believe it. People that were so far left, I figured they'd never speak to me and I would never speak to them. But our success was so incredible, like never before. And then COVID started coming in from China. We call it the China virus. Some people call it other things. But it was devastating and we built it back and did an incredible job. But when people say Republicans or Democrats or liberals or conservatives, I say we can all get together. And we were doing that. That was happening just prior because the success was greater than this country has ever had. We were leapfrogging China and leapfrogging everybody else, and everybody wanted a piece of it. But just as I promised in 2016, I am your voice. I am your voice. The Washington establishment wants to silence us, but we will not let them do that. What we have built together over the past 6 years is the greatest movement in history because it is not about politics. It's about our love for this great country, America, and we're not going to let it fail. I am running because I believe the world has not yet seen the true glory of what this nation can be. We have not reached that pinnacle, believe it or not. In fact, we can go very far. We're going to have to go far. First, we have to get out of this ditch. And once we're out, you'll see things that nobody imagined for any country. It's called the United States of America, and it's an incredible place. We are Americans, and we do not have to endure what has taken place in Washington, D.C. This is our country, our government, and the Carters of power, they're our Carters. They're not their Carters. These are our Carters. And we are coming to take those Carters back. So from now until Election Day in 2024, which will come very quickly, we'll go, look at how time flies. Look how fast it's all going. I will fight like no one has ever fought before. We will defeat the radical left Democrats that are trying to destroy our country from within and likewise protect us all. We want to protect us. We have to be protected from all of those nations out there that are looking to destroy us from beyond our shores. There are lots of nations that hate us gravely. And that's the problem. When they look at us in disarray like we are right now, when we go to them begging for oil and we have more liquid gold under our feet than they have or any other nation has, and we don't use it because we're going to them, it's crazy what's happening. We can't let it continue. Joe Biden is the face of left-wing failure and Washington corruption. He had a big G20 dinner tonight. Everybody flew over to wherever they flew over. And guess what? He never showed up. They're still looking for him. What's going on? G20, I used to love that. The leaders, I used to make deals for our country like you wouldn't believe. It was one, give me the next one, give me the next one. And we got him to stop taking advantage of our country. Every nation took advantage of our country. We renegotiated deals.
All righty, we're back. And like he was saying, you know, we had... Once again in the world, America was respected, America was feared, and looked upon as a nation. You know, the reason so many people wanted to come here was because of the country, the way, the condition, and the direction it was going. Now look at it. I mean, here you've got so many criminals coming in, so many sex offenders, so many drug dealers, so many terrorists coming into America. A lot of Americans are leaving here. They're going to other places to get out of this country. Thank you, Joe Biden and the Democratic Communist Collective. But anyhow, folks, again, and I wanted to say this too about Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is not one who's going to give up. Gee, what they did out there in Arizona, it is so corrupt, so very corrupt, that machine in Arizona, folks. She's not going to give up, and we're going to do everything we can to help her. We've already put the word out, and we're standing by. If she needs us, we're going to be there to do whatever we can to help her, because what they did, they was wrong. And we've got to stand up for her, for Herschel Walker, and others who are trying to do the right thing. All right, I want to say Rosemary, Michigan, pledges 100. Deanna in Arizona. Deanna, God bless you out there in Arizona. 100, Lance in Tennessee, 25, Annie in Maple Heights pledges 25, Deacon Mark pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's go back to President Trump.
The worst trade deal ever made, NAFTA, the worst trade deal ever made. That's why the farmers love Trump, because we did a great job, but manufacturers also. And we did a deal, we restructured our terrible deal with... terrible deal with Japan, and I did it with Prime Minister Abe, a great man who, unfortunately, is so sad. He was a great friend of mine, but a great man, loved his country so much. But we restructured and made it a really terrific deal, and with South Korea and so many other countries. And the best of all was what we did to China. We made an incredible deal, but after COVID, I don't even bother talking about it, because the devastation that that caused for the entire world was too much to bear. I will ensure that Joe Biden does not receive 4 more years in 2020. Can't do it. Our country could not take that. And I say that not in laughter. I say that in tears. Our country could not take 4 more years. It can only take so much. It's all very fragile to start off with. It can only take so much. In 2020, I received the largest number of votes of any sitting president in history, by a lot. And we will do it again, but with even more votes this time. Many have noted that huge gains we have made with Latino voters, and I believe we will set even greater records with this crucial vote in 2024. The Hispanic voter, the Latino voter, has been unbelievable. Great people, very entrepreneurial people, and they want security. And everyone thought when I did the wall, I built the wall, and they thought, oh, that would hurt me with the Hispanic vote. No, it helped me, because they understood. They wanted safety. They wanted security. And they understood the border better than anybody else. So they were amazed that we started that trend, and now we're continuing with that trend. You look at what we've done in Florida, what everybody's doing now in Florida and Texas, along the border in Texas, won every single community. I won every single community. Governor of Texas called, great gentleman, just got reelected, and he said to me, I'd like to talk to you for a second. Well, he said, you've done something that nobody else has done. You've won every single area along the border, the longest since Reconstruction. I said, Reconstruction? I guess you call that the Civil War? That's what I call it? That's what I call it. Governor Abbott, very good man, and he's working hard. But it's horrible because what's happening is they're just sending hundreds of thousands of people right through his state, right through Arizona, right through all of the states. What's happening is they're coming up all of the states. And we can't have it anymore. This campaign will be about issues, vision, and success. And we will not stop, we will not quit until we've achieved the highest goals and made our country greater than it has ever been before. And we can do that. We can do it. Our victory will be built upon big ideas, bold ambitions, and daring dreams for America's future. We need daring dreams. It is not enough merely to complain or oppose. We don't want to be critics. We don't want to be complainers. I never wanted to be a critic. I never respected critics. They tell people what's wrong, but they can't do it themselves. We will win because we will fight with every measure of our strength and with every ounce of our energy to lift up the working men and working women of America and to restore the fabric of this nation. The radical left Democrats have embraced an extreme ideology of government domination and control. Our approach is the opposite. One based on freedom, values, individual responsibility, and just plain common sense. It's common sense. In 2 years, the Biden administration has destroyed the U.S. economy, just destroyed it. With victory, we will again build the greatest economy ever. It will take place quickly. We will build the greatest economy ever. And if you remember, I did it twice. I did it before COVID and then handed off something where the stock market was higher than just prior to COVID coming in. And we did it twice, and we will do it again, but this time we'll do it bigger, stronger, better than anybody can even imagine. And one of the beautiful things of the pause, if there is such a thing, is a beautiful thing. But one of the important factors of the pause is that we see how bad they've done. So we will be able to do it properly, and it will be much easier. Everybody will.
Folks, you know, here I remember hearing the senators were saying that if President Trump keeps keeping his promises, they're going to expect all of us to keep our promises. And that's what was being said there in D.C. Folks, he did keep his promises. Trump kept his promises. Now, Trump, again, is not perfect. And I know sometimes that he has a personality that aggravates some people. But he kept his promises. And now think about that. The last president that I remember that did that was President Ronald Reagan. And again, we need to get behind him. We need to get behind him. We can do it. Don't let the fake news media and all these people dishearten you. They're going to tell you, and the country club rhinos are going to start their rhetoric, folks. We can do it. We did it once. Remember what they said about him before. They laughed. Remember when he first announced he was running in the primaries, he was the butt of all the jokes and all the fake news media. But they went from laughing to screaming like babies when he got elected. We need, again, a president that would, and we need to pray for him that, again, he can keep his promises and restore America back to one nation under God, the way God gave it to us. And so, anyhow, I want to say thanks to Ryan in Michigan. He pledged $150. Thank you, Ryan. And how much time do I have there before the break? Huh? Okay, we'll be back right after this with more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries,
14781 Speary Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.